أمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تبارك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان الله، the days are rapidly passing through and Allah knows when the month of Ramadan comes, will we be here above the earth or will we be in the next life underground. When we see the moon of Ramadan, we should recite Hilal Rushdin wa Khair, Hilal Rushdin wa Khair. How amazingly the poet praises Ramadan and says, Bada alayhi min al anwari iklilu, Shahrun tahayahu takbirun wa tahlilu, Shahrun alayhi min al ijlali rawatuhu, Lahu bikulli biqa'il ardi tabjilu. شهر التقى والهدى والصوم حي نبدت أنواره زهقت منه الأباطل شهر تفتح أبواب النعيم به والتوب فيه من العاصين مقبول الله عظمه قدرا وفضله وليس بعد كلام الله تفضيل فأنزل الوحي بالقرآن فيه هدى أتى به لرسول الله جبريل فيه شفاء نفوس من غوايتها أعمى بصيرتها زيغ وتضليل آياته بينات كلها عبر يروق سامعها في النفس ترتيل تقوم المذنب العاصي براءتها إن لم تقومه توراة وإنجيل ويستزيد هديا منها وموعظة من قلبه بالتقى والدين مشغول شرائع الدين قد جاء النبي بها وليس يقبل فيها قط تأويل شهر الصيام لقد زادت تكرمة ورفعة ليلة ما مثلها جيل تنزل الروح فيها رحمة ورضا وزانا من حكيم الذكر تنزيل الله فضلها في الذكر فاحتسبت عند الإله وفيها يقبل السول شهر السعادة فيه النسك منطبع على القلوب وفيه العفو مكفول He says the Anwar, the celestial light, become apparent, goblets of this noor and light, a month of takbir and tahleel, a month with awe and grandeur throughout the universe, throughout the earth, a month of Allah's consciousness, guidance, fasting. When this month arrives, all falsehood is obliterated. A month in which the doors of paradise are slammed open and repentance is accepted by Allah from the sinners. Allah has glorified this month and raised it in value and virtue. And besides, after Allah's kalam, giving virtue to something, nothing else can have such virtue. Allah has revealed wahi in this month. And in wahi, in the Qur'an, is hidayah that Jibreel brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Qur'an is cure to the souls from astrayness and cure to the vision that has been blinded by waywardness and astray practices. The verses of the Quran are clear, all having lessons, inspiring the listener through the tilawa of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, correcting, transforming the sinful one through the Quran, because the previous books have changed. Torah and Injil, it cannot change and guide people any longer. And one finds guidance and advice in the Quran. And who will take this advice? Man qalbuhu. He whose heart is filled with Allah consciousness. And he who is occupied. And she who is occupied with deen. And the poem carries on, praising the amazing ambiance in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has report. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ramadan is such that the entire year, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ The entire year, Jannah is decorated just for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. Imagine the value of the month that Jannah is decorated for this month. when the month enters. Jannah, says, O Allah, grant us, your servants, your bando, as our residence in us. So this is the month of Jannah. The doors of Jannah are slammed open. The doors of hell are sealed. That's where we'll find people's hearts are softer in this month of Ramadan. And interestingly, even talking to the non-Muslims in this month, they are more receptive and they're more attentive when explaining the beauty of Islam to them. So we should capitalize on that as well. And interestingly, we were discussing those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who came from former Jewish and Christian backgrounds. The Sahabi narrating the famous hadith concerning the value of the month of Ramadan hails from, first of all, a Majusi fire-worshipping background. He was Zoroastrian from the lands of Persia, Jayyan. He was in charge of making sure the fire of his community was kindled. And people used to come and worship the fire. And he was the caretaker of the fire. He was from a prominent family. His father was well off. But it would hurt him that he has to make sure the fire burns for people to worship. And he is responsible for kindling the fire whilst the people worship the fire. So it always seemed awkward to him. How can people worship what needs man to actually make sure that it lives on and burns on? And subhanallah, that prompted him to quest and seek correct information. But because his father was so strict with him, he didn't have much opportunity. But one day when his father sent him out to collect revenue at a certain plot of his father, he journeyed there and en route he passed a church of people worshipping God. And this inspired him. He found this to be much better than idolatry and fire worship. He spent the entire day praising the Almighty. He then returned. Father was quite upset. And when asked him, did you fulfill your duties? He says, Father, I didn't make it to your property because I found something better for us. Oh, his father was not prepared to listen to any of it. His father got him locked up, punished. And subhanallah, as he was in this incarceration, he then got a message out to the church where seeking their information that if they knew anyone traveling to the lands of Christ, the messenger of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, which is the land of Palestine, Sham, then please notify me. And sometime later, maybe a few weeks later, they got the message to him. And because of his kindness, he escaped from the imprisonment. And he rushed to this church where he was escorted with this caravan to the lands of Sham, the lands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He now speaks of his experience, Allahu Akbar, where he spent time with different teachers, starting with the first. He says, my teacher was a really evil human being. What he did and what he taught was totally contradictory. He advocated good deeds, but he never practiced them. He advocated charity, but he never did so himself. What he spoke and what he did were total contradictions. Allah save us. He says, when he died, and the people were emotioned by the fact that their teacher had died, he says, I said to them that you'll give this man such a noble burial, but he stole all your wealth. And the people were upset that I mentioned this, and I proved it to them, that how much of gold and wealth that he exhorted them to spend in the way of Allah, that he stole it and hoarded it for himself. They thereafter didn't bury him, but stoned his body. But subhanallah, this great human being, whose name at that time was Madah bin Budhikhshan, he was such a good human being that he didn't give up on the truth due to having a bad experience. Allahu Akbar, many a time we come across people who are distanced from Islam due to some experience they had with some bad-charactered Muslim. Yes, O respected Ummah, do not become a means of people being deprived of the truth.
due to our bad character, our vulgarity, our neglecting and fulfilling their rights, in our oppression. That should not be the case. Otherwise, we are answerable on Judgment Day. But there is another lesson here. This great person did not give up on the truth due to one man who happened to be the senior or the teacher being an evil man. He didn't give up. He persevered. And Allah did open his way. Sadly, today you get those who, after finding one or two bad experiences, they run away from the faith. Actually, us embracing Islam, respected Ummah, is for ourselves. We're not becoming Muslim because of the Muslims. My respected friends, mothers and sisters and brothers and elders, when you embrace Islam, when we embrace Islam, it's for Allah. Strive so hard to be better than those who have been born as Muslims. You can do it, respected Ummah. You will share this beautiful deen with the others. The born Muslims take it for granted. You can do it better. Allah reward you. Learn from this amazing human being. Allahu Akbar. He persevered. He says the next teacher was an amazing person. Phenomenal. Whatever he advocated, he was the first to practice. He was the first to do good. I learned from him so much. I loved his company. And we lived together learning from him through serving him. And we learn that we learn a lot when we make khidmah and we serve. And after some years, when he was on his deathbed, I came to him and said, "Sir, you know my plight. I've come to you to learn. I've come to you to benefit. And now, who am I going to learn from?" He said to me, "My student, my son, you know people are changing the truth." Because this was a true follower of Isa alayhi salam, a true follower of Christ. And the true followers of Christ never worshipped Christ. They worshipped one Allah. Respected Ummah, share this with your Christian friends. Let them go into the history of the belief of monotheism, Tawheed, in the teachings of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. There are many, many verses still prevalent in the present day Bible, Old and New Testament, despite the distortions, clearly advocating belief in one Allah, and that is Tawheed. I'll quote some of the verses to you, but I also want you to remember an amazing man who stood up for this 300 and some odd years after Isa alayhi salam, when Constantine tried to change the belief of Tawheed, which is belief in one God, to Trinitarianism. Due to him trying to merge the Greek people's beliefs, the Romans and the Christians, wanting everyone's following. So he decided now to change and chop and change the religion according to his whims and fancies, liking Christianity due to his mother being a Christian, but not wanting to lose his Roman following. And he perpetrated this crime of changing religion. And that's the beauty of Islam. Islam does not chop and change due to anyone's whims and fancies. This is Allah's deen. And that's the difference between the previous teachings and the teachings of the Quran. Because the previous books, Allah gave man responsibility to preserve. بِمَسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And when it came to the Quran, Allah says, "This book I will preserve." And Allah uses the plural of glory. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Despite the distortions, the Bible still has, in the present day Bible, in the hands of the Christians. Let's start with the New Testament. That's what they claim. It came from Isa alayhi salam. Matthew 4:10. "Worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. And him only shalt thou serve." Mark 12:29. Isa alayhi salam. Jesus said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God." And in the same Mark 12:29, the rich ruler asked Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, "What do we do to attain eternal life?" He didn't say, "Believe in me as God." Nor did he say, "I'm a partner to God." He said, "Worship one God." That's the New Testament. And there's so many other verses as well. In the Old Testament, Isaiah 44:6, "I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God."
Isaiah 45:21-23. And there is no God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Turn to me and be saved. To me every knee shall bow. This verse in Mark 12:29, interestingly, if the belief is the blood of Christ, why didn't Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, respond in that manner when he was clearly outright asked such a pertinent question concerning salvation? Good teacher, what do we do to attain eternal life? He didn't mention anything about blood or believing in me or my blood. No, that was not what Jesus advocated. He advocated what every messenger of Allah portrayed and presented and advocated, which is the belief in one Almighty God. Even Paul, coming more than 60 years after Isa alayhi salam, Paul also advocated, despite him bringing so many changes into Christianity, like the one change where Jesus was sent to the children of Israel, to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Paul changed it. No, go to the world. Jesus came for the world. The other thing Paul brought about was redemption, that Jesus died for your sins. But Paul didn't bring about Trinity. Trinity came 300 years after Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So here, the teacher of this great human being, Mada bin Budikhshan, says to him that, my student, there's none here who is still on the truth. And he sends him to another town far off to find another individual who he names. Go to him. He is still upholding the true belief of Isa alayhi salam, which is the worship of one Allah, Tawheed and monotheism. So what we're understanding, each teacher he went to didn't have anyone after him to continue on the truth. So the truth was dying. That was the sad reality that was happening in the world. Shirk was coming about, ascribing partners unto Allah. And that was becoming rife. And the world was getting darker and darker. And this amazing human being was traveling from teacher to teacher, searching and looking and yearning for the truth. And finally, subhanallah, one of his teachers on his deathbed says, there's no one who is on the truth, the true teachings that came with Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. But don't be despondent, my student. The time has arrived when the final messenger of Allah is come. Subhanallah. Allah, give us the understanding. Who is he referring to? And who is this amazing human being looking for the final messenger of Allah? Who is he? This is the brother of Isa alayhi salam. The same messenger of Allah said, all of us anbiya are brothers, and the closest of brothers to me is none other than Christ. Who do we speak of? Allah give us the understanding. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ